you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 31, verse 1. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. Hello, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
Marianne, I don't know if you know this. This is the third day in a row that Mark and Friends is now heard on all 19 stations at 7:32 a.m., re-aired at 7:32 p.m., so we welcome maybe the evening listeners to WLUJ. As you know, in the past, at 7:30, you would hear Money Wise, but we've moved that to 8 p.m., and then Donna Leland, who's usually at 8 p.m., well, now she's heard from 6:30 to 7 a.m., 8:30 to 9 a.m., 10 to 10:30 a.m., and then starting next week, 5:30 to 6 a.m. So we appreciate Donna being a part of the team and welcome you to this edition of Mark and Friends. It's been on for 26 years on the Great News Radio Network. And so now on all 19 stations and all week long, and actually for the last few weeks, I've been giving some of the history and talking about some of the staff, and we've got a few board members on, and we'll continue to give some of the history so our WLUJ listeners will feel a part of things, because we're one big, happy radio listening family, and we just love to see what the Lord is doing. And through Mark and Friends, it's an easy way for me to communicate updates or events or gatherings or things that are going on, and I have a list of God sightings. But welcome, Mary Ann. You're our co-host oftentimes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but with this whole shuffle around of different studios and getting Marketplace Mall in order and set up, it's not been as convenient for you and I to meet in the studio. So I think this is the first time I've called you in a long time to do a program.
Yeah. Well, wow. Hi, everybody. It's so good to have so many new people listening. I tell you, we love you.
Well, people delight in your voice and your delivery and your enthusiasm, your love for the Lord, your love for God's word, the life that you live. You're a life coach, and so you've helped many people through your gifts and your experiences. What, it took us about 2 years to go through your book.
It did.
And so we might revisit that at some point.
Well, I would enjoy that. It took us 2 years, but that pales in comparison to how long it takes you and Jason to get through one chapter of the Bible.
That is true. That is true, yes.
That would be great, though. Thank you
for that idea. And Marianne also serves as our editor-in-chief of our beloved Prime Life Times publication, available in nearly 400 area locations at our WLUJ studio in Springfield, other locations throughout Springfield and Bloomington, Decatur, Champaign, Urbana, East Central Illinois, and a number of locations in West Central Indiana. And so, Marianne, you've been doing that for us for 5 years. And wasn't it funny? Before we started that, when we were in Lincoln Square Mall, you and I had that little newsletter that we were sending out to all the tenants. It was like our finger into the pond or our toe into the sand, or we were
we didn't know we were practicing.
Yeah, that's right. You were writing little articles, and we were formatting this newsletter. We just wanted to initiate and alert everyone.
It was fun.
Yeah, at Lincoln Square, what's going on, and did some stories, and then that led into, hey, Marianne, are you still with me? Oh, this is the same thing that was happening yesterday. I'm going to try to call Marianne back. Somehow there's something going on with my phone line. And so, as Marianne and I were talking before we went on the air, we got cut off twice, and so I called her back. So I'm going to call her back again and see how long we can maintain the phone line, but appreciate Marianne, all the different things she does for the radio ministry. You'll hear her voice doing public service announcements and a host of other things, greetings and updates and holiday announcements and other things. But let me quickly call her back. Oh, I can see that the phone line still hasn't reconnected, but it does this weird thing. We have two old-fashioned landlines, so we can still fax things out and such. and one dedicated to the studio here. But for whatever reason, I can see it kind of flash, and then every so often it works and doesn't work. But let me try to reconnect with her. Okay, Marianne, do I have you back?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep coming back like that.
Yeah, so we'll see how long we can get to talk. Yeah, yesterday it was funny. I got about 21 minutes in with our special guest, Paul Speed. And
right.
And then he closed out a thought. I started sharing, and then click, 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 and I knew I lost him. And after already he and I having it hang up on us a few times before we started the program, I just knew that I couldn't reconnect, and there was just a minute left. Well, anyways, it's the Prime Life Times in Review. You're our editor-in-chief, so you spend a lot of time looking it over, formatting it, working with all the contributors, encouraging the whole team to put together this God-honoring publication that we've been doing for 5 years, but it's been around for about 29 years, and so the Prime Life Times in Review is our specialty on Wednesday. But first, some God-citing stories. I even wrote them down because I didn't want to forget. But all day Saturday, Jerry Selfrank was working with me doing some prep, you know, pulling those things out of the wall so the painters could do spackle and then paint, and worked with me all Saturday. And he reminded me of a story. He said, you remember, Mark, about 8 or 9 years ago, you were asking about... Oops, I lost Mary Ann again. We'll try one more time, and then otherwise I'm just going to go solo. But let me see if I can call her back, because I want her to hear this God-citing story, too. And as I look at my phone line, every so often I can see if it's going to give me a dial tone to dial out or not. Sorry, I apologize. I apologize, everyone, but sometimes with live radio and when you're putting together a program, these things happen. So I'm going to quickly dial her out one more time, see if I can connect with her, and then have a number of God-citing stories to share. Okay, you back, Marianne?
I am back.
Okay, so Jerry was helping, but he reminded me of the story about 9 years ago when we were looking for a bookkeeper, and he said he felt God tugging on his heart. He was supposed to call in and volunteer and be a part of the team, and he just never did. And then we found Fran Green, and, you know, so Fran has been helping with our book work and our taxes. But the other day he reminded me, you know, if you ever need some help with the bookkeeping or the taxes and the aspects of all your filings, I'm available and I want to help. So we're going to be getting Jerry more involved and figure out how to streamline some things and get QuickBooks online and allow our team to access it in a different way. But that was just kind of neat.
Great.
That was a great God sighting.
Yeah. Jerry, do you work on phones?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is day 3 of the painters, Morrison Home Improvement. So we're making progress. Lots of holes. Gosh, Monday and Tuesday, they puttied hundreds of these holes to make it look really smooth and nice. And then came back on Tuesday, and sometimes you have to sand it or re-putty, you know, so it's uniform, because sometimes the putty sucks into the wall and then there's a little dent. So they're doing a great job. They painted over the orange part of the wall, painted that part of the ceiling that had that globish world kind of thing on it. And,
right.
Today there'll be a lot of progress, so appreciate Justin and Joey and Lyle and the whole Morrison team. They're doing great. I get in there early with them, and they work all afternoon, so that was great. Yesterday, John Kaiser with Hesterberg Electric returned. There were a few globes up above, I guess they call them can lighting, that I couldn't get to work, and it had to do with whatever that component is. I'm going blank, but it's something that works with the electricity and works with the globe. And anyways, he's going to be working on that in the days ahead. Because on Thursday, many of the pastors and ministry leaders will be gathering with me at noon, as we have a special guest speaker, Bill Allison, and Portillo's is working with me. They're going to provide 2 free cakes, the chocolate cakes.
Oh, wow.
And I've ordered Italian beef and hot dogs and chicken sandwiches and fries.
Nice.
So we'll have a good spread on Thursday. So if you're a pastor or ministry leader, give me a call. We still have a few spaces available. Bill Allison is a very gifted speaker. You'll be blessed. And it starts at noon sharp, and we're done by 1:15. Absolutely out the door by 1:15. It's this Thursday. This is for pastors and ministry leaders. and we're hosting it at the new Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. I should say the Great News Media Center. How did you like that sign that we're getting quotes on to put out front?
Oh, yeah, that's going to look good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And let's see, one last thing, a couple updates. Thank yous go out to Elmer and Gail from Muhammad, Beth from Champaign, Pat from St. Joe, Wilfred from Odell, and Mary from Tuscola. So we got in additional $2,850. So we're down to $7,850 to have everything paid so that we can transition from Lincoln Square into Marketplace Mall, get our studio set up and our workstations in place, have the painting paid for and the electric paid for, and some of the incidentals to pull it all off so that we can have a great ministry presence at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Thank you, folks. That's really amazing.
Yes, it is. And as I've shared in the past, we've always raised funds in advance. We try to pay everything in cash or everything. So we've never in our 26 plus years ever borrowed money and had to pay a dime of interest. So we've been just very fortunate, or beyond that, we've been blessed that God has provided through the listeners so that not a single dime has ever been spent on interest. We just pay everything off and then move forward. And thank you, God, that the listeners have been so generous. And so we're still looking for $7,850, and we'll have that all complete, and we can just entirely focus on the ministry at hand.
Wow.
So, Mary Ann, you've been with this ministry, I guess, a little over 5 years, because you were assisting and volunteering and doing some other things before we got into Lincoln Square. I think I even had you out here a time or two at the home studio many years ago, right?
Wow, yeah, that was at least 6 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so, as mentioned, you're a life coach, you have a national prayer ministry that you oversee and have a lot of wonderful volunteers, so people throughout the country, and for that matter, throughout the world, can call that special 800 number. And what I love about that ministry, Mary Ann, that you launched is that people right there and then on the phone are prayed for. It's not like we'll take down your prayer and we'll get to it. You and your trained volunteers pray for them right there and then.
Yep, they do. They do. They do a very blessed job. God's been good.
Mm-hmm. You're also an author. And let's see. What else do I usually say? I know you wear a lot of caps with the radio ministry, from being a co-host to radio announcements and other things. I think I said a few things when we got disconnected and I was trying to call you back up. What else do you do?
You've had me switching hats, Mark. I don't know what I do. Let me rephrase that. I don't know what my title is.
Oh, that's right, because one of them
was... I know what I do.
Yeah, Director of Creative Services. You had that while.
Yes. And we had that going.
Assistant to the President. I think you've worn that title pretty good. You helped with newsletters and proofreading.
Yep.
So we appreciate you. You live in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And have some lovely daughters and are a blessing to many. I know so many people that say they just love Mary Ann. She's so sweet and gifted and smart and an advisor. I lean into you for some judgment calls, some input. You've had many vast life experiences and really a broad understanding of so many different things growing up under godly parents and them being missionaries and family members being pastors. You're very familiar with Christendom, and so I bounce many thoughts off of you or our good friend Rob. When we all three get together, we all just kind of talk away. So,
thank you, Mark. Those are kind and generous words. Appreciate it.
So we have you on because it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and I think you're going to have just enough time to read the front page story.
Okay, I will do that. November's front page story is Thanksgiving Might Be Closer Than You Think, by Lori Borgman, and here it goes. I want a baby brother for Christmas, she shrieked, lunging from her chair. She'd made her desire known. It was a demand, really. Yes, we all want a baby brother for Christmas, her sisters joined in, jumping up and down, eyes dancing with anticipation. You have two boy cousins, someone deadpanned. Right. The first obstacle would be catching them. The boys are 7 and 9, run fast, shinny up trees, roll in the mud, and have a thing for animal bones they find in the woods. The second obstacle would be pretending they smelled fresh, were completely helpless, and wanted to be spoon-fed pureed vegetables. The girls were briefly quiet, then resumed their pleading for a baby brother. "You don't always get what you want," I said. "That's rule number 38 of life."
Jeez.
Stunned silence. They had never known there were rules for life, let alone 38 of them, and probably more. What else had the grown-ups been hiding? "Rule number one," their dad said, "is to be content with what you have." Score one for dad. He had introduced the basic prerequisite of thankfulness, contentment. Contentment is not the same as complacency or resignation. Those can represent the fast track to despondency. Contentment does not mean you never yearn for things to be different or better. God forbid we should ever destroy the seeds of hopes and dreams. Contentment is comprehending and appreciating. You gone?
Nope, we're still here, but that looked, I was ready to get disconnected. The light is red, so try to get in as many words as you can.
I'm going to read fast then. Contentment is comprehending and appreciating the goodness that surrounds us right now. Living in a materialistic culture, we think of blessings as things, a roof overhead, a working furnace, and those are wonderful blessings. But blessings are also essence. Gratitude for another day of life, the joy of hearing a loved one's voice, the comfort of friendship, the beauty of sunrise and the colors of fall. Plato called contentment natural wealth. It might be natural for some, but for others it must be learned. In a well-known Bible verse, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am." The man had been shipwrecked. Chased out of town, beaten, in poor health, imprisoned, bitten by a viper, and put in chains. Yet he'd learned contentment. That doesn't sound like a course most of us would want to sign up for. Life sends odd teachers. Contentment and gratitude are habits of the heart. 21 days was once considered the standard time it takes to form a new habit. That figure's been updated to 66 days. Good things require time and fortitude. It's amazing how people who suffer much in this world are often among the most cheerful and thankful. They are the ones who have learned well, the ones who've acquired the, quote, natural wealth of contentment and thanksgiving. An old hymn says it well, "When upon life's billows your tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." Isn't that a nice article?
Very good, and I'm looking up really quickly to see if I can pull off playing that song, Count Your Blessings. I think Mark Lowry does that. I hear the static coming. You know what? I studied this in college, but marketing is mainly driven by creating discontentment.
All the campaigns, or I should say advertising.
Everything about advertising that the marketers do.
You don't have that.
Yeah, or you need the better one, you need the bigger one, the more shiny one. Oh, gosh, that's the iPhone 10? That's like, oh, gosh, you need the iPhone 14 now. So everything is driven to create discontent so that you'll feel a need to, oh, I need the new thing or the better thing or the faster thing. And so,
well, you know what struck me when I read this, Mark? We sometimes hear in our station, maybe they do it other places, I don't know, but when we hear that song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One, we name categories. That occurred to me. Thank you for food. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for clothes. The song says, name them one by one. And I thought, what if we said, we really did it right and said, thank you for the green beans. Thank you for the mashed potatoes. Thank you for the Jimmy John's I had last week. Thank you for the pizza. It starts to like open up the sky above you. You know, thank you for my tennis shoes. Thank you for the socks. Name them one by one. There's so many. And those are just, like she said, material things. We haven't even gotten to thank you for my spouse, or thank you for my friend who said this yesterday. We have so many blessings.
Yeah. I saw this video once. It was just one of these little clips, but everything was wrapped in like a bow, like a present. So he's in bed. He's like, wow, thank you, Lord, for the bed. And then he gets out of bed. Thank you for the carpeting beneath me. Oh, thank you. Then there's like his slippers were like tied in bows. And thank you for that. He goes into the bathroom. Thank you for running water. Thank you for the mirror and shaving cream. And, you know, just one thing after the refrigerator, the food. Yeah. So we'll close out with a portion of Count Your Blessings. May we all be mindful of that. Thank you, Marianne, for this beloved Prime Lifetime publication. This is an exciting edition, available in so many locations. And I think when you see the cover, you're going to want to pick it up and read it, right?
Well, yes. And I have a thank you. Thank you that this phone worked part of the time, most of the time. And thank you that we'll soon be in our new studio. Thank you for all your hard work, Mark.
It's starting to come together to God's glory, and I can't wait to get in there and see what he's going to do. So,
yeah, glory to God.
Glory to God. Well, Marianne, I'm going to close out with a portion of Count Your Blessings. May we all count them today, one by one, thanking the Lord for all the provision that he's given us.
For sure.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins counting our blessings one by one. And you're one of those blessings. So thanks for tuning in and being a part of our radio listening family.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does that cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings and your doubts will fly, and